Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, this is Blaine O'Shaughnessy for community comment. Breaking news, inflation is 8.6%. The last time I spoke about inflation, it was 7.9%. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If we understand who benefits the most from inflation, we will understand why we have inflation. I find it very interesting that the federal government, who benefits the most from inflation, is also the one who is responsible for reporting what the current rate of inflation is. I don't see a conflict of interest here, and I don't see why you would either. Inflation is said to be at a 40-year high. However, we know that the rate in which inflation is calculated has been changed, and if it was calculated the same way it was 40 years ago, inflation would actually be 16%. What this means in real-life terms is that you will need to either make 16% more money this year in order to afford the same lifestyle you did the previous year, or you will need to cut your expenses by 16%. The other option is you could go 16% of your income into debt. If inflation is not brought under control, in just 5 years, you will have lost over half the purchase power of the money you currently have. You know, it's the Federal Reserve that has a mandate to keep inflation under 2%. And so I've been finding it very entertaining to watch Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell tell us how inflation was transitory. He told us it was just supply chain issues and had nothing to do with the $2 trillion it's actually $3 trillion we spent over the last 2 years in order to stimulate the economy and to combat COVID. In essence, what he's been telling us is the Fed has done everything properly and that it was not monetary policy that caused inflation, nor was it the stimulus payments that were sent out directly to the public to spend into an economy that was actually shut down. I wonder if all those stimulus payments had anything to do with how high the stock market climbed in 2021 or how high inflation is now in 2022. Just a couple questions. My point is that these experts that manage our economy and also seem to want to manage our entire lives, these are the same people that we rely on to solve big issues. The problem is they are the same exact people who caused them all to begin with. And so we are in a vicious cycle, and each cycle brings us further and further away from our constitutional government and further away from the freedoms that we should have as Americans. This has been Community Comment by Blaine O'Shaughnessy.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.